Exercise 111, translation. Take the sentence, "I didn't say he stole the money," and translate it into your native language. Write it down below using whatever letters or characters you use in your language. Now that you've written your sentence down, try shifting the stress around in your own language by going through the stress patterns 1 through 7 in Exercise 1-9. Don't try to put on a particularly American or other accent. Just concentrate on stressing a different word in the sentence each time you say it. For example, if your language is German, "Ich habe nicht gesagt, dass das Geld gestohlen hat," you would change the stress to "Ich habe nicht gesagt, dass das Geld gestohlen hat," or "Ich habe nicht gesagt, dass das Geld gestohlen hat." If you translated it into French, you would say, "Je n'ai pas dit qu'il a volé l'argent," or "Je n'ai pas dit qu'il a volé l'argent." In Japanese, many people think there are no intonation changes, but if you hear someone say, "Wakanai," you'll realize that it has similarities to every other language. "Watashi wa kare ga okane o nusunda to wa imasen deshita." Or perhaps, "Watashi wa kare ga okane o nusunda to wa imasen deshita." No matter how strange it may sound to you, stress each different word several times in your language. You may notice that with some words it sounds perfectly normal, but with other words it sounds very strange. Or you may find that in your language, rather than stressing a word, you prefer to change the word order or substitute another word. Whatever you do is fine, as long as you realize where your language patterns are similar to and different from the American English intonation patterns. Then, when you do it again in English, it'll be much easier. Note, an excellent exercise is to practice speaking your native language with an American accent. If you can sound like an American speaking your native language, imagine how easy it would be to speak English with an American accent. Pause the CD and practice shifting the stressed words in your native language. Intonation contrast. Below are two sentences. The first is stressed on the most common everyday word, book. 9 times out of 10, people will stress the sentence in this way. The second sentence has a less common but perfectly acceptable intonation, since we're making a distinction between two possible locations. Normal intonation: "Where's the book?" "It's on the table." Changed intonation: "Is the book on the table or under it?" "It's on the table." Pause the CD and repeat the sentences.